This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Moved in the pocket, pressured, and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller.
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller.
Von Miller, that's super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really, it doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
Yeah? He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God! We are ready for the football!
Take that, motherfucker!
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Play fake, Mariota in trouble, and he's sacked. And Mariota not getting up.
That's not good.
Mariota landed awkwardly.
Pressure from the outside. Derek dodges one sack, and that's the second one he goes down. That's Trent Cole, who came around the outside. He's playing a lot of snaps for.
They twisted his ankle. He twisted his ankle, guys.
Derek did?
Yes, he did.
Uh-oh. Derek Carr is hurt.
He can't get up
ankle.
On his ankle.
He can't get up.
It's an ankle. Look at the way. The guy was set. He was twisted and got caught. His foot caught up under him.
Now he's in a lot of pain. Derek Carr now rolling over to his side in a lot of pain.
Then in the shotgun, Steelers trailing by three. Second and goal at the four. He's back. He pumps. Throws it over the middle. The pass
he's
is
hit. He's caught. Hit.
He got
he's
to
hit.
The goal line. Touchdown. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. 9 seconds left. And Antonio Brown wills himself across the chalk. You've got to be kidding me. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are AFC North champions in 2016.
Wow, man. What a weekend, John.
I'll tell you what. Santa, did you hear Santa Claus there, Tom?
I did.
Did you hear him?
I did.
Santa brought broken legs for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't just
Derek Carr, and it wasn't just Mariota, but the receiver from Seattle? Lockett.
Lockett, right?
Tyler Lockett. Right? He three broken fibulas over the weekend, but then everything was happy in Pittsburgh at the end of it all.
Marcus Mariota asked for a pony. Well, here's a broken leg.
Dude, so now... all right. Well, we're gonna talk about all this coming up. I want to say I hope everybody had a great Christmas. I'm so glad to be back. Hope everybody enjoyed Best Of. I heard rave reviews about this Best Of Bang edition.
I have rave reviews. I think the New York Times gave us 10 stars. Said it was a must download.
And that was out of 5 stars, right?
Out of 5 stars. You know who else gave us 5 stars? Derek Carr, who had a great Christmas laid up in the fucking hospital in traction.
All right. Before we get into the show, I have to give a big bang welcome. How's that? Does that sound good? We'll give a big bang welcome.
A big bang welcome.
To our new sponsor, MyBookie. Yeah. MyBookie is the name of our new sponsor, and they are located at MyBookie.ag. Now, I have been all over this website, John, and I got to tell you, there's one thing. Mm-hmm. When you go to this website,
yeah,
every time, first thing you do is you click on Live Casino. Because
right,
when you do that, you see all the games available to play and the dealers. And let me tell you something, MyBookie has got the most smoking hot dealers on the planet.
You better watch your pile of chips there.
I have never seen dealers so gorgeous in all my life.
They're porn stars.
Well,
you know what you do?
How dare you? What are you?
That's right. There are not porn stars.
They are good, wholesome dealers, and they are absolutely stunning. There is not a porn star alive that looks this good.
You're right. I completely agree. They're sponsors, which means we have to treat them with dignity and respect. And besides, I like the service. I like the website team. I think it's great.
Hold it. I don't have to do that. These girls have nothing to do with their sponsorship. I'm telling you from a personal standpoint here. All right.
All right. Okay. Which one's the best one? Do they have names?
No, I never saw their names. I don't even know what games they were dealing for at that point. I was just checking out the website.
This is like one of those pop-up windows you get in a porn site that gives you some girl that'll do what you tell her.
This is part of their site. You just go there and click on Live Casino, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go play. I mean, I might eventually play in the casino, but I'm just going to that page because I happen to be there before I go over to the sports book, because that's really what this is all about, is their sports book. I'm talking industry top dog here.
Oh man, I'm telling you what. I'm looking at the American roulette table. Damn.
Wait, did you go to Live Casino?
Yeah, look at this.
And scroll down, you see all the games available and the dealers with them.
Yeah, there's games. Look, there's cards and shit somewhere next to these chicks. My God, look at this girl.
But whatever, right?
Give me a hit. You play blackjack, I'll be like, whatever. Give me a hit.
But you see what I'm saying? Have you ever seen dealers this beautiful in your life?
Not in my life. I must say, I haven't looked at very many dealers, but they don't look like this.
Right.
Holy shit.
All right. Now, listen, in all seriousness, here's the deal. You want to bet on games, right? Because, John, look, we're not right about everything. Nobody is. But everybody listening to this show, we're a bunch of junkies. We know everything going on.
It's an adult show.
We know everything going on in the NFL. We know everybody who's
absolutely
hurt. We all know the point spreads of everything. We know who's playing where all the time, everything. And we're watching it all. We're paying attention to all. We're looking at every stat. So naturally, we do get most of what we pick, right?
Right. Actually, we do. As a matter of fact, if you follow at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter, you would know that this year in our NFL picks and predictions, I am 962-3. Those three games, I'm not even going to make excuses for them. One of them was a Browns game. I expected them to win, but look what happened.
I remember that pick.
Yeah, I was drinking.
I remember when you told me they were going to win.
I shouldn't have said that I was 962-3, because now I'm going to get banned from our own new sponsor. They're going to say, you're a Sharpie. You can't come in.
Is that like when you get thrown out by the pit boss at the craps table?
Tell you what, if the pit boss looks like this chick on the Super Six table, she can toss me out. I will land in any alley if she's throwing me.
All right. Well, listen, I just wanted to welcome my bookie. I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. And here's the deal. There's a special for you guys listening, because, look, we're all, like I said, we're football junkies. This is for us.
Look, some of you gamble. It's a fact.
If you go over there and you join up, let's say you deposit $100 to bet with, they're going to match it. But you got to do this. There's a place where you put in a promo code, and you got to put in Bang, BANG. Just type in Bang in that promo code, and they will match your deposit. So now, I'm not joking. So now you put in $100, you got $100 to bet with. Well, then they'll match it, so you can actually bet $200.
You got $200, right? If you go to bangradiohour.com, it's right there at the top of the page on the right hand side. Click that. Make sure you put Bang in there, and you'll be good to go with 100% matching funds and possibly a toenail if I can talk them into our real good sponsorship deal.
All right. Yep. So just remember, mybookie.ag, or just go to bangradiohour.com and go from there, and promo code Bang gets you the matching bonus. Play, win, and get paid with MyBookie. You can also call them. 844-900-BETS. You know what that is, John? Wait.
That's a phone number.
Wait, no. 844-900-BETS. Bets, bets, bets!
We need to find Fireman Ed to help us with that. I'm glad you spelled it right.
Right. So, but, you know, look, we asked you guys, look, if you can throw us a bone and you can donate to us. We have a donation button at bangradiohour.com. But if you were thinking about donating to us, then you know what? Take care of the sponsor. Plus you would have money to bet with. So if you were going to donate money to us, you know, cause it's Christmas time and all, right? So people should be donating to us. Did you hear that best of for crying out loud? All right. So instead of donating the money directly to us, go to mybookie.ag, open an account, deposit the money you were going to donate to us into your account. They'll match it and hell, you might win some money. So
that's right. Bet on the Redskins this week.
Look at that. All right. There you go.
Damn straight. Let's get to what they're paying us for.
I'm Tom. He's John. Bang Radio Hour number 290 coming up. He's a good cheerleader guy, John.
Oh, I've heard about that. He looks great in a sweater.
We got emotional emotions. The parade is canceled and just blame it on the white guy.
Now, of course, that's what I always do. It works every single fucking time.
All right. But we started, you know, we came in, we heard about the Steelers and Ravens and holy crap, man. Ballsy, maybe a little stupid, but a lot of guts to make that throw in that situation. But Antonio Brown was not going to be denied. And man, what a great classic Ravens Steelers battle and doing it on Christmas Day. That was cool.
It was good. I really enjoyed the hell out of it. You know, the thing about the Antonio Brown throw was not only did he have enough guts to throw it, but dude pushed through three guys. Three of them.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Three of them. You pansies. God, I live in this state. And do you know how now I have to walk around with people knowing that I live in the same state as a professional football team that could not stop a 5'9" receiver from the 1 yard line with three guys? Jesus. Way to go, Baltimore.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be the Ravens defense, right? The Ravens defense. I mean, there's like a standard there, isn't there?
Tell you what, man, he stretched it out. He stuck it way out there, and I got to give him credit, man. That was a good play. He was a strong man in that play.
Well, dude's a tough as nails. I mean, you know, him, and so is Steve Smith. Jesus, the guy is like timeless, man. He could play. I would take him in Dallas in a heartbeat next year, Steve Smith.
He's not playing. His daughter said, no more, Dad. That's enough. So he's done. So here's my question for you when it comes to Steve Smith. This week they play the Bengals. Does he make Pac-Man eat some garbage? Does he score?
Does Steve – so this is his last game ever?
That's what he says. He's done. His daughter says she wants him to stay at home. He says he's done. This is probably his last game. Probably being the word he used. I'm just asking. You think he scores?
Twice.
I agree. Twice! Anyway, back to the Steelers. I'll tell you what, man. We both picked them into the Super Bowl, I believe.
We did.
I believe we did. And the pick is looking pretty good, although the Patriots are looking damn good. You know what? Aside from how great the game was, the way the Steelers had to pull it together in the second half, just watching Le'Veon Bell run is fun, man, because he doesn't really just slam into the hole. He doesn't make a quick move and gone. He takes his time. He pitter-pats here, he pitter-pats there, and then, I mean, like a greased shot right through a freaking hole.
Yeah, it's patience. He has the patience.
Patience and vision. And really, for any runner to be able to stand back there like that and take that kind of time to do it, you really got to have nerves of steel. Most of them are just hyped up on energy, you know, and poppers. So,
yeah, I had, who did I have? I had Steelers Seahawks. That's who I picked at the beginning of the year.
Did you win the fantasy league?
No, I lost the championship again. Back-to-back championship losses.
Well, I lost to that guy, too, so congratulations to him. But you know what I noticed? I was watching some of the highlights of the Steelers game earlier in the day to remind me of some of the other stuff that I was thinking about. And Ben Roethlisberger, in his press conference, you know the impression that I got of looking at Ben Roethlisberger in his press conference? Now, this is completely superficial. You ever make meatloaf?
Meatloaf, yeah.
Yeah, you ever make meatloaf? All right, you know, after you've formed the ground beef and you got the breadcrumbs in there, whatever else you're going to put in there, you got that big loaf of raw meat. That's right. What it looks. You put a tie on the bottom of it, and then you got Ben Roethlisberger. Just put two olives in it for his eyes, and there he is. Next time you see him in a press conference, look at him and tell me if I'm wrong. He looks like a raw meatloaf. I'm sorry. That's just, you know, I couldn't care less if he's telling me what he thought about on this great play that he made. Look at this dude. My God.
Oh.
He's making me hungry.
Long time legend sportscaster in Columbus, Ohio, Mark the Shark. He always said to me, don't let your meatloaf.
Well, there you go. See, that's the humor of another generation.
Yeah.
Then and there. That was what was called working blue back in the day.
Speaking of the Steelers, Terry Bradshaw had this to say, John, and I want to know if you have any idea who he's talking about. Here's what he said.
I don't think he's a great coach at all. He's a nice coach, and he's really a great cheerleader guy. I don't know what he does. I don't think that he's a great coach at all. His name never even pops in my mind when we think about great coaches in the NFL.
Who do you think he's talking about?
Well, he's obviously talking about Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
This man is 70 years old, and he played with a plastic helmet. And I saw all kinds of people telling me, oh, yeah, well, he called his own plays and won 4 Super Bowls. And, yeah, he did. No, don't take away from him being a quarterback. But, Jesus Christ, do you remember how many times he got concussed and had to come back in the fourth quarter not even knowing his freaking name to win a football game? Remember that?
Yes.
He used to get the shit knocked out of him. I mean, beat to death.
Yep.
Y'all think that little country boy act is phony? That man's he's heading down the freaking Sam Huff road there is where he's going.
He's really a great cheerleader guy.
He looks great in a short skirt. I saw him once. Tomlin was wearing a short skirt.
He's a nice coach.
He invited me over to his house one time. Didn't he also tell us that he thought Ben Roethlisberger sucked?
Oh, I don't know. Did he say that?
Yeah. Remember, he hated Ben Roethlisberger. They had a big old feud. I really don't see what he does. He don't do nothing.
I don't know what he does.
It's like listening to Gomer Pyle talk about football.
Right.
Shazam, that Mike Tomlin, what the hell? Somebody give him some pom-poms.
All right, well, anyway, that was such a great game. Really enjoyed that. And let's see, then we got the Chiefs, and who did the Chiefs play after that? Broncos, yeah. Oh, God, the Broncos. Well, the Broncos have just fallen way back.
Completely out of the playoffs is where they've fallen.
Man, they started off, they beat Carolina. What were they, 5-0? Something like that?
You know, as much as you're going to laugh at me because your Dallas Cowboys are managing to do it this year, you know, you're not going to come in after you're being the defending Super Bowl champions and say, okay, well, we're going to start a rookie quarterback and we'll be just fine. Not with a division that's come along like the AFC West has come along.
Right. No, I agree with you.
But yeah, the Cowboys are an anomaly. Get used to that, everybody.
Yeah, that's
all on their jock right now.
You're not going to see this happen. Unless you use 3 straight first-round picks on offensive linemen, then you might.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, see, that's the thing, man. They've been building this for a while. You know, the fact that Dak Prescott comes in and plays, he plays well. He doesn't make mental mistakes. He doesn't make stupid plays. Eh, we'll talk about them later. I don't want to get all into them right now. God damn it, I fucking hate them.
Oh, John, it's killing
me. Oh, I fucking hate them. Hey, they were good for me on Monday night, man. I hated having to cheer for frickin' Zeke Elliott.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo.
How the fuck did you find that?
Your Redskins aren't out of it, right?
No. We'll get to that. I'm going to limit the amount of time I'm going to talk about those bastards with stars on their heads.
All right. Well, I got her here. I got our obligatory Bill Belichick clip.
Real good day for us today. I thought our players did a real good job. We played good complimentary football. Got contributions from all 3 phases, offense, defense, special teams. We had some good field position. The turnovers, and our offense is able to take advantage of that. A real solid week and solid performance here today.
That was actually from week 3. I mean, week 6. No.
Wait, that was... Yeah, right. If I'm one of these reporters, I ask him, now, Bill, wouldn't you say that it would also be true that it was defense, special teams, and offense that did everything you needed this week?
We played some good complimentary football there. Heard Brady say nice play to his receivers a couple times. Heard a couple guys on defense saying how much they liked each other's cleats. Thought our punter was particularly pleasant today. Said good morning to me. Offered to get me a cup of coffee. Nice guy.
The only reason I play his clip every week is so you'll do something.
Dude, I think it's hilarious that he does this. It's not just the fact that I can have some fun with it. I mean, seriously, it is a freaking, it's a single recording, and he just names off anything he wants, anything he wants.
I thought the clouds looked very puffy today. Very nice.
It's unbelievable they keep asking him the same questions. It's just, that's what amazes me, is the stupid ass reporters. It's just amazing.
I know, they have to. But that's what I would do. I'd ask him something like that. Hey, Bill, what'd you think of the clouds today? I thought one of them looked like an alligator.
He would laugh. I'll bet he would start laughing. I bet he would. He'd try not to, but he wouldn't be able to help himself.
Yeah, no shit. So, Bill, how many different brands of soda are you going to put in the machine this month?
That's great. Wow.
Yeah, he is. You know, put him in the Hall of Fame just for that. I hope when they put him in the Hall of Fame, he gets up there on the stage and says, yeah, we won a lot of football games, played hard, did the best we could. And
so let me ask you about this clip. Different coach. This would be the Vikings coach, Mike Zimmer. You know, the Vikings, they're obviously eliminated from the playoffs. And somebody asked him about it, and this is how he responded.
What are your emotions in being eliminated from the playoff race?
Come on, man. What are my emotions? Next question.
Well, come on, man. Come on.
Come on.
This team is his life, Tom. That's why he lived.
This team is my life. This team is why I live. Come on.
Right now I'm feeling fucking anger, and I feel it even more and more as I'm realizing that you actually asked me such a stupid fucking question.
What are your emotions in being eliminated from the playoff race?
Come on, man. What are my emotions? Next question. Come on!
Oh, God, Coach Zimmer, this is Vincent Sorrow Cry from Emo Magazine. What are your emotions right now? Are you feeling isolated? Maybe a little scared? Do you feel as if your heart is bleeding tears? Who the fuck's giving out press passes in Minnesota? Who the fuck let this guy in? I thought he was a potted plant. What the fuck?
Oh. Wow. That's funny.
Come on.
Come on.
What are your emotions in being eliminated from the playoff race?
Come on, man. What are my emotions? Next question.
I'm fucking horny. What do you think, you idiot?
Come on.
I feel like going and getting fucking loaded.
So, yeah, so he's out. The Vikings are done. And they're done.
They're done.
So now, oh, God, I can't wait for it. You know, because it is a playoff game, and that's going to be the Packers and the Lions on Sunday. It is a playoff game, you know, so... Man, that's going to be a great one. I can't wait.
Yes, it is. Yeah, well, now the Redskins and the Giants are sort of a playoff game. The Redskins win, they're in. Unless, of course, have you heard the conspiracy theory? The Packers and Lions, if they tie, they're both in. If they tie, they're both in. The Redskins are out, so they both get in. So, is there a backroom cloaked up conspiracy between the Packers and the Lions? Is Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers going to get together at midfield and say, hey?
I don't think so.
Oh, there's no fucking way in the world. Jesus Christ. But, you imagine somebody could accidentally make somebody fumble trying to hold a game to a tie for five quarters. So, yeah, there's your conspiracy theory of the week. The Packers and Lions are going to tie.
The Lions would be in the playoffs, but they got beat.
Yeah, they got beat, and I was happy about that. The Redskins needed that.
Yeah, you had to have that, didn't you?
Absolutely had to have that, because the Lions, they'd beaten the Washington Redskins, and the Redskins had beaten the Packers, so I know this show is Redskins heavy, but hey, it's my fucking show, and that's my fucking team, so fuck off. I don't care.
All right, so the Redskins are in no matter if they win, they're in no matter who wins between Green Bay and Detroit.
Unless they tie. So I kind of like that, winning in, and the Giants have said that they're going to go ahead and play all their starters. They don't know how any other way to do it. To which I say, yes, you do. You know how to lose. We've seen you do it before.
So is Dallas. Dallas playing everybody except for Tyron Smith, because he dinged up his knee, and they said it's not serious, but they we're going to rest. He's been questionable every week of the entire season, so I'd like to see him sit down for a couple weeks and just rest. That'd be a good idea.
Hey, I'm going to do an impression of Randy Gregory. Ready? Here's Randy Gregory at a team meeting.
What? I was so shocked, John.
Who, me?
I was stunned to find out that he was playing, because I thought he was going to be gone for another year.
I thought that Jerry Jones said about 3 weeks ago that he didn't want anything to do with him. It just goes to show you, for two things. Number one, talent gets you a pass. It doesn't matter what you've done, all right? And two, smoking pot's no big fucking deal anyway. Let the guy play football.
Right. Yeah.
There.
I also read that Maurice Claiborne will be back healthy, ready to go for the playoffs. So will Lyle Collins. So this team, man, is, you know, God, I pray nobody gets hurt in this last game, but this team is healthy, man. God, they are so healthy finally going into the playoffs.
So you're looking at what? You're going to have the first week off.
Yep.
Right?
Home games.
And then you're going to play the winner of, I guess it would be, who would be the third seed? It'll be the Falcons, right? The third seed will be the Falcons over whoever wins the Packers and the Lions.
The Falcons are likely to be the 2 seed.
2?
You know, we got to wait and see who wins between Detroit and Green Bay, but that will be the 4th seed.
Right. Right. Right.
Unless Seattle loses.
I need the Falcons to be the 3rd seed. I'm tired of the Redskins having to play fucking Seattle in the playoffs.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'd rather play the Falcons. So I would like
that. Yeah, but they keep winning, John.
I know. They keep winning. They have fucked up all of my predictions, all of my portends of doom.
I understand. Yeah, so, and we're going to get a great finish between them and New Orleans, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to pick against the Saints in that kind of a situation, but their defense just sucks so effing bad.
But so does Atlanta's.
The Falcons haven't even bothered to start Julio Jones the last 2 weeks, and they've kicked the shit out of the people they've gotten in front of them. Well, one of them was the 49ers, but really.
He played last week, finally. He came back last week. He had, I don't know, what was it, 60 yards, 80 yards, something like that?
I don't know. I didn't play. I had one of those weeks in fantasy last week, but that I couldn't score no matter who I put in.
Well, Dak Prescott says they're all going to play.
If you're a competitor, you want to win, and that's enough to play for. Simple as that. I know that's how I am, and I believe that's how everybody else is in that locker room, coaches, players, and staff. We want to win. Definitely don't think you're going in there and it's a cupcake game or it's whatever. You don't care. And it's the same way it goes next week. We want to win every game that we play.
The reason I play that clip is because all I heard, everybody in the media, oh, well, now Romo's going to play. Now Romo's going to get some time on the field. You know, oh, or wait a minute. Oh, they're going to rest all their stuff. Dude, they came out and played to win. They came out and played to win on Monday night, and they're going to come out and play to win this week, because then they have a bye week. That's when everybody will rest.
And not only that, but that's the way the player's mindset should be anyway. I can't recall ever. I can remember Peyton Manning being pissed off that they had a 4-game lead on everybody, and they had this, and then they made him sit. Remember that one time he punched Tony Dungy right in the goddamn face on national television? Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. Why? That's why Dungy's ears look like that, kids.
Right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. You guys do have a cupcake game this week. I'm going to give you the key to the game. Ready? Watch out for the 3-yard curl route. The 3-yard curl route. The 3-yard curl route.
3-yard curl route. 3-yard curl route. 3-yard curl route.
Actually, they beat the Giants last week, which was pretty cool, and I picked them last week to win that game, so happy me, happy me.
You what you got? You got brain damage?
That was what the freaking GM of the Bills said to goddamn Rex Ryan this morning on the phone.
You what you got? You got brain damage?
You're a moron!
Rex Ryan was like, so what are you saying?
All right.
Yeah, so the Ryans got fired. They didn't even let him coach the last game.
Can I see your feet?
Yeah, no shit. Before I go, can I talk to the secretary for a minute?
They'll end up somewhere.
Well, they're going to probably go to TV. Well, Rex will. His brother will be an idiot. The best thing about Rex Ryan being on TV is we'll get to see his teeth moving around while he's talking, because those things, none of them are real.
It's crazy. It is the craziest thing.
Dude, this GM who fired Rex Ryan because he won't play E.J. Manuel. He won't play E.J. Manuel, basically, in this last game. That's why he fired him. This guy is now going to hire his 4th head coach since 2010, and somehow Rex was the problem. So here's what's going to happen. Ready? Don't tell me I didn't warn you, America. Rob Ryan leaves town, and the fast food industry goes boom, belly up, right? The Buffalo economy tanks. The goddamn mainstream media blames Donald Trump. He'll make a stupid tweet at 3 o'clock in the morning. Upstate New York's going to get annexed by Canada, and we'll be at war before next Christmas, but they never fucking think of that. Now do they? No. Let this fucking Doug Whaley GM guy go ahead and start the war for North America over EJ fucking Manuel. So there.
Forget about it.
Right.
Did you know that Reggie Bush could be the first back in the history of the NFL to finish a year with negative yardage on more than 10 carries?
Wow.
That's the stat of the day.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, no parade, man.
Bang Radio Hour.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Doesn't Have an End Zone Dance.
Mr. Doesn't Have an End Zone Dance.
There you stand, under the goalpost, with ball in hand, and absolutely no ridiculous choreographed dance to show for it.
Completely unacceptable.
No Lambo lunge, no Dirty Bird, no mile-high salute. It's as though you needed someone else's help to score.
Mr. Codependent.
Even Joe Horn had the decency to pick up the phone and call his mother from the end zone. You're an embarrassment to overpaid, self-loving narcissists everywhere.
Never get your dollars up.
So go ahead, deny us the Dirty Bird, forsake the Funky Chicken, shun the Icky Shuffle, ban the Bob and Weave. Because after all, if it really took an entire team to score, that football you're not spiking would have been made with 11 handles.
Mr. Doesn't Have an End Zone Dance.
Hey guys, it's Tom here to tell you about my bookie. Let's face it, all of you who listen to this show absolutely love football. None of us can ever get enough of it. We all pick the majority of the winners correctly every week, so why not turn that into some extra cash? Let me tell you about MyBookie. You can find them at mybookie.ag, and MyBookie truly is the industry-leading online sportsbook. You know, so here we are right in the middle of the college and NFL postseason, and you need to join me and thousands of other people and start betting at mybookie.ag. They're going to pay you faster than anybody else in the business, and I promise you, absolutely no hassle. My bookie's legit. They're going to be around for a long time, and you can't stick around without taking care of your winners, so you have nothing to worry about. Don't waste your time anywhere else. All right, now check out this deal. For you guys listening to John and me, my bookie will match your first deposit with a 100% bonus. So if you join up, you toss in $100, my bookie matches it, and all of a sudden you got $200 to actually bet with. And all you have to do is enter the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate the offer. Play, win, and get paid, man. Don't forget to enter the promo code BANG. That's mybookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS, BETS, BETS, BETS.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Hi, I'm Jerry Jones. If you're like me, you can't get enough football. Of course, if you were like me, you'd have an owner's box, a field pass, and a 12-person hot tub shaped like Texas Stadium. That's right. I love football.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean.
And Pat from the band Seether.
And you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
She's got bills to pay. She's got no one to hate except for me.
Rivers jumping around. He throws, it's Gates, 35, 30, shoulder down, and he drives it down to the 27-yard line. And it will be fourth down, and now you got to wonder what you want to do.
You got to get the field goal team out and kick it, 10 seconds.
Nine seconds, and the clock is running. It's down to 7 seconds. They set it down at the 35. It's down to 4, 3, 2, 1. They got it off. The kick on the way. End over end. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Browns have won it. 35-yard field goal, no good, at the absolute last tick of the clock, and it's 0-14, no more, on Christmas Eve, the Browns are a winner!
They can't do anything right, can they?
Not at all. They had a perfect season going, and they fuck it up. Actually, they didn't. I mean, I guess they technically won the game, but they didn't win because, they didn't lose because the kicker missed a makeable field goal.
Way to go!
Way to go! I love that. I love that at the beginning though. Rivers is jumping around.
Rivers jumping around.
He was jumping around all over the place, Tom. They couldn't get him settled down.
It sounded like a horse coming after a race ran off the track.
Rivers jumping around.
Somebody gave him too much sugar at halftime.
The Browns are a winner.
Are they? I mean, really? Is that what we're going to call them now? The Browns are a winner?
Oh, I guess.
Our buddy Hugh Jackson, coach of the Browns, he had this to say.
The guys kept fighting, and that's what they've been all year. You know, they fight, and sometimes we don't fight the way we want to, but they do continue to stay with it and stick to it. And this is what happens when you stick to it. You know, in the end, you find a way to win a game.
Oh, do you?
Is that what happens?
They've been fighting all year. They've just been fighting so hard. You don't know how often I have to threaten to take away their Xbox because they're fighting so much. Once on our way to Cincinnati, I pulled the bus all the way off on the side of the road and told them they didn't stop fighting. I was taking them all back to Cleveland.
You know, my favorite part is this.
They fight, and sometimes we don't fight.
Sometimes they get distracted. They thinking they fighting, but they not. They're watching TV.
The guys are trying as hard as they can.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And sometimes they're trying not to fight, and they should be trying to fight. I got to train them better on when to fight.
Maybe he ought to stand on the sidelines with a ring bell. Ding! Right at the beginning of every play, you should hit it.
Whoa, what is that? Who's that? Oh, hello, God.
All right, you slack-jawed idiots down there in Cleveland.
What?
I've had about enough of you.
What?
There you go. Christmas Eve, even. On my son's birthday party. We're all waiting to yell surprise. And will any of you leave me alone? Oh, please help him miss the field goal. Oh, please give Philip Rivers a seizure so he's jumping around on the field and causes a penalty. Blah, 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 blah. So I've given you a victory and I've given you the Indians. Now leave me the hell alone. I have spoken.
Hey, well, I guess that was it. That was.
Right, we got the word directly from upstairs. There you go, Ohio. Now you know. Now you know how to act.
Hey, wait a minute. We still got to. We need help with the Buckeyes.
Oh, so you admit it?
Damn it!
Don't worry about it. It's not like they're playing Penn State or anything.
Oh man! Just keep it.
I got
coming.
That for at least a year. I got that for at least a year.
All right.
Well, see, we've been fighting all year, and sometimes we weren't fighting. I don't know what we were doing, but we weren't fighting.
You know who's having fights, Tom? You know who's fighting? You know who's fighting? They are fighting.
Who's?
It's the Vikings are fighting. The defensive backs have mutinied against the emo coach.
Oh, wait, you mean like internal fighting?
Yes. That's what the defensive backs decided that Mike Zimmer, who has such a hard time expressing his feelings, was wrong in how he was going to call the game. And they did something completely different to try to cover, you know, the white guy up there in Green Bay, White Flash. And, of course, he burnt the shit out of him all damn day.
Yeah.
So, Terrence Newman was behind the whole thing.
Terrence Newman.
Really?
Terrence Newman, leader of the mutiny.
Terrence Newman.
The leader of the mutiny.
That's right. Terrence Newman.
Terrence Newman.
The finger of accusation is pointed at you. You.
You.
He's causing problems in the locker room, huh?
Well, I don't know if he's causing problems in the locker room, but he's basically telling the coach to go fuck himself while he's out there on the field and he's got the other defensive backs doing it with him. And maybe they learned their lesson. Maybe they came back to the sidelines and said, well, coach, I'm sorry. I know Jordy Nelson done beat the living shit out of us. So maybe you were right.
Terrence Newman.
That's right. And you know what? I'm glad that he did it, because we have had that clip now for about 8 years, and we finally can bring it back and use it for one more show.
Terrence Newman.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
Terrence. So.
Very good.
So, yeah. So, what else happened this week?
Oh, our buddy Harlan got another fan ran out on the field, give him another play-by-play. I can't, what do they do? I'm starting to think they do it at those games just to have the Harlan call. I mean.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, Boomer, I think they just find out I'm in the booth and they run out there. There you go.
Well, a fan has left the stands, running across the field. From behind, he's going to be chased. Wow, what a tackle. So they stopped the play. The clock at 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And he was wearing a dark blue poncho. He kind of looked like Batman, didn't he, a little bit? But he did have about 61 yards he ran that time.
He needed the Batmobile to get away from the
guy.
Yes,
he did, or Robin to give a little interference. So they're going to cuff him, and they're going to throw him in the brink where he'll spend Christmas night.
The brink.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Who coaxed him into doing that?
I don't know. They opened the parking lot here about 4.5 hours beforehand, and he was just imbibing and probably a little holiday cheer.
Right. Right.
Sure we were. We all were.
Where is he this weekend? Which game is he doing this weekend? We'll find out where he is going to be this weekend, and we'll find out if there's going to be somebody who runs on the field, because now he's compared one of them to Batman, and you know all his buddies went, "Yo, Nicky, he said you look like Batman! That's fucking awesome!" And now other people are going to dress up as Batman or dress up as Superman and try to run onto the field. All right, so who do we have here? He's doing Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So there you go, Steeler fans. One of you's got to go out and run out there on the field just for Kevin Harlan's sake.
Yeah, and hopefully it's somebody listening. When you do it without a shirt on, and make sure you write in giant letters "Bang Radio Hour" on your chest.
Right, and so that way he won't be able to read it, but he'll say something like, "Look how stupid he looks. He got his girlfriend to write something on his chest in lipstick."
And on your back, write mybookie.ag.
Yeah, there you go. Go for it and say, "Thanks, Bang gave me the idea."
Right.
And wear those shorts that say "cute" across the ass.
or pink. It's okay for you
right.
If it says pink.
The ones would say pink across the ass. I always like the ones I see in Walmart on those girls, and it doesn't say pink because they weigh about 400 pounds. It says pink. Oh, that was awful.
I know. I'm going to look hot walking into Walmart with my gigantic pink shorts on, accenting every one of these giant golf balls I have shoved up in my panties.
What the hell some people think when they walk out of the house? Oh, damn, Raylene. You sure do look fine in that gigantic pink pair of shorts.
All right, so I got one more thing here, and this is from the Ravens-Eagles game in Week 15. It's Kenny Albert and Moose Johnston. Just listen.
Who knows where this ball's going this time?
Last interference, offense, on the wide guy, the penalty's declined, the result of the play, it's fourth down.
Gotta watch out for that wide guy, Kenny.
Red flag was thrown.
That was Moose. You gotta watch out for the white guy, Kenny.
All right, so... Okay, this was Ravens and the Eagles, and he said it was on the offense, right? I think he said it was on the white guy on the offense, so that could be anybody. There's a lot of those. If it was the defense, and we were looking to try to figure out which defensive back he was talking about, it's got to be Eric Weddle.
So. Got to watch out for that white guy. Who knows where this ball's going this time?
Offense on the white guy.
It was the penalty was on the offense.
Well, that white guy, Eric Weddle, couldn't stop little Antonio Brown the other night.
Gotta watch out for that wide guy.
Yeah, that's not what Antonio Brown thinks. He went in the huddle and said, "Hey, uncooked meatloaf man, throw me the ball in front of that white guy."
So, final regular season game could be your last of the year, John.
It could be the last of the year, but it will not be the last of the year. I'm looking at Eli Manning, and I'm recognizing that Tom Dooley will hang down his head again.
He will.
He will hang down his head three times, in fact.
Really?
I can feel it. I can smell it.
I'm tasting what you're saying.
Wait, that was my dog. Damn.
All right, well, we'll see. We will see.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. hang down your head and cry.
We'll see. We will see.
Yeah, keep that one ready for next week. Keep that one ready. So this week, though, other than that game, I mean, what do you got? That's the one game in Green Bay and Detroit. Those are the two games that only mean anything. Oakland and Denver could have been fun, but, you know, Derek Carr's hurt now, and Denver's done. But
well, isn't Oakland playing San Diego, or is Kansas City at San Diego?
Kansas City's playing San Diego. Oakland's playing Denver.
Okay.
So the only fun that I have there is that Phil Simms is doing the game, and that's not fun.
Man, that sucks about the Raiders, man. It really just sucks.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's how it goes. Them the breaks, you know. You got to have the next guy step up. Frankly, dude, I don't think McGloin is all that bad.
Well, I
really
know.
Don't.
I mean, come on. Carr's been playing all year. It's going to be weird.
Oh, yeah, it'll be weird. It'll be like, you know, when you have a threesome. It's always weird. But, hey.
All right.
You get past it.
That means it's time to wrap this show up, folks.
All right, McGloin is going to beat the Broncos.
Okay, I would. That wouldn't shock me.
Nah, it wouldn't shock me either. So, we'll see how it goes.
So, iTunes.
Right. So, if you're using iTunes to get the show, here's what you're going to have to do, because we've got to make some changes in how our feed is distributed, all right? And a long story short, back in the day when we really didn't know what the hell we were doing, and podcasting was the Wild West, it was brand new, and we jumped in 12 years ago, our feed got split, and I really don't know which one of you get the show through which one. So, if you go through iTunes, go to bangradiohour.com right now and click the little iTunes button, the little subscribe to iTunes button right there on the right side of the screen, and just resubscribe to it through there, because the other feed is going to disappear. So don't miss anything. Click the button. You're good to go.
There you go. And if you're looking to bet on a bowl game, or if you're looking to bet on an NFL game, or if you want to, I mean, dude, mybookie.ag has horse race betting, every sport. Basketball, hockey, man, baseball—it's all there. But right now it's fun time for football, obviously. So, but
ask them if they'll let you bet on whether somebody runs on the field in the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, and then run on the field.
Oh, I wonder if they'll have the prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. But I bet you they never would allow that one.
Well, not everybody does those. Not everybody does, you know, offers those, because some people think they're ridiculous. It's not legit. So, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know if they're going to have them or not. But, yeah, go check them out. And don't forget, put Bang in for the promo code, and they'll match whatever deposit you make. Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Well, have a happy new year. Be safe.
Yeah, everybody have a happy new year. Sorry, there's no more Dick Clark. He's dead.
I know.
I know. It's been proven.
Hey, but you know dead. What? You know what? I can always go get some old ones. We could play anyway.
I'm sure there's shit I never heard before.
In honor of Dick Clark, we could play What Did Dick Say Anyway?
Yeah, you'll have to let us know on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour or on our Facebook page, Bang Radio Hour. And tell us what you think about whether or not we should play What Did Dick Say.
Why do I have to ask them? Why can't we just play?
Well, I just want to get somebody involved in the goddamn show. That's all. You know, make them think I like them and shit.
All right. Have a great time on New Year's Eve. But look, people, do not become a statistic. Seriously. Just don't.
No, I mean, unless you want to become a brand new gambler over at
mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.ag.
Go get it. There you go.
Hey, I felt like Donovan McNabb for a second there.
Oh, now, see, I was about to end the show, and you had to go and say that. You had to say that.
More saving, more doing. That is the power of the Home Depot. NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
13-year NFL vet. Super Bowl participant.
If I'd have known we were going to get on him, I'd have gotten the clip of Max Keller the other day when he had Donovan McNabb on whatever, First Take or whatever. And McNabb said he didn't think too much of Eli Manning, and Keller asked him if he wanted to kiss his rings. I'll have to get the audio for it. I thought it was just going to be passe by now.
The message I try to send across the league.
I've been just going home.
All right. And on that note, that's where I'm going home. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Merry New Year!
Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Ha 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 ha!
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.